Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for the noon hour on this October 27th. I'm Aaron Hendel. SoCal beach communities are bracing for potential flooding this week because of rising tides. Nick Ring has the story.
The Southern California coast is facing a flood advisory today due to a combination of high surf and unusually high tide. Tides could reach as high as 8 feet in Los Angeles County beach areas. Until Thursday night, low-lying locations will be at the greatest risk of flooding. Surfers and swimmers are advised to be cautious with the worsening conditions. Three stranded swimmers were rescued just last night by lifeguards. Coastal residents are also warned of the potential damages that the tides may cause. The highest tides are expected to hit on Wednesday. Nick Ring, Annenberg Radio News.
LA County Supervisor Hilda Solis wants the state to clean up homes contaminated by the Exide battery recycling plant just outside of downtown Los Angeles. The plant closed in March after Exide Technologies reached an agreement with federal officials allowing the company to avoid criminal prosecution. The plant polluted the Los Angeles area for decades by illegally storing and moving hazardous waste. Solis is addressing the issue at the Board of Supervisors meeting this morning. Ben Carson is gaining traction in the race for the White House. A New York Times CBS poll shows 26% of Republicans now support Carson, and just 22% support Donald Trump. Carson's campaign is now making more of an effort to attract young voters. Reporter Garrett Schwartz tells us how.
GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson is launching a new campaign today called Students for Carson. It is a grassroots movement targeting millennials and university students looking to get involved in Carson's 2016 presidential campaign. Jacob Ellenhorn is president of the USC College Republicans. He thinks Carson has done a good job of using social media to reach out to young voters.
Ben Carson's done a really good job at kind of playing on his identity as an outsider candidate.
The launch of Students for Carson comes just a day before tomorrow's third GOP presidential debate on CNBC. The debate is set to focus on economic issues. Ellenhorn said that the country's growing debt and job shortage is a problem for college students.
We're graduating with record high debt and no jobs to pay off those debts. And that's what this campaign is about.
The Students for Carson movement is helping to organize viewing parties across college campuses. The USC College Republicans will be having their own viewing party tomorrow at Doheny Library. Garrett Schwartz, Annenberg Radio News.
The LA City Council unanimously passed a gun storage ordinance today. The measure requires handguns to be disabled, locked in a container, or kept within reach of the owner. Check back at 4 for more on this new law. Port truck drivers in Los Angeles kicked off their eighth round of strikes since 2013 today. They hope to be classified as employees instead of independent contractors. Rachel Kors reports.
Port truck drivers accused their employers of wage theft and called for employee rights in a press conference today hosted by the labor union, Teamsters. Teamsters General President James Hoffa expressed national solidarity for the fight towards wage equality.
We won't be here until this fight ends. We are just beginning, and we've got a lot of work to do.
When workers are classified as independent contractors instead of employees, it deprives them of benefits like receiving minimum wage and ability to form a union. Teamsters Port Division Vice President Fred Potter encouraged port workers by giving them examples of other truck drivers who are also fighting for the same rights.
They demanded a dignified and safe work environment, something that everybody should have.
Companies have also been shifting operating costs onto independent contractors. Money for fuel, insurance, maintenance, and parking are taken out of workers' wages. The workers maintain that they have faced intimidation and retaliation for filing unfair labor practice claims against the companies. The Los Angeles strike yesterday involved around 15 workers and had little impact on port operations. Rachel Kors, Annenberg Radio News.
A former Yale Health System administrator is now the top financial officer at USC. The university hired James M. Statton to oversee the school's budget as well as its financial services and construction. Statton will officially take over on January 19th. With trick-or-treating on the horizon, guests at LAX received candy this morning from 13 dogs in costumes and their handlers. The group Pets Unstressing Passengers hosts this event, called the Howling Halloween Parade, every year. That's it for this hour. Check back at 4 for an update. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Aaron Hendel. Thank you.
We'll be right back.